The Gamer's Haven. Snippets. Mini reviews. A quick look at some of the games we play, be it card games, board games, or role-playing games.
This is Ethan with the Gamer's Haven podcast coming at you with yet another snippet. In today's snippet review, I'm going to talk about a game that recently, within the last about 2 years, came back into print, thankfully, through Avalon Hill, called Robo Rally. Now, the original game was put out by Wizards of the Coast and is a Richard Garfield invention. I have the old version, but there are some changes in the new version, which I think are absolutely fabulous. Basically, in the game is you have a factory floor, which is comprised of various rotating gears, conveyor belts, other board elements like lasers, smashers, pushers, that sort of thing. And you have, depending on the number of players you have, obviously, is you have a number of flags that you have to rally to, and you have to go tag the flag, and the first robot to tag the last flag wins the game. Now, the flags that are, or the robots that are available, sort of range from Twonky, who's a little TV with basically a TV with legs, to Squashbot and Spinbot and that sort of thing. Essentially, is you have this crazy computer that has determined that everyone likes these rally sports, and so these robots have been drafted into these sports, and it's a very deadly game. And you have the robots that are smashed, drop down pits, shoved off the board all the time. What's fun is you have you draw 9 cards depending on how much life your robot has left. And then you program your register phases, and your register phases are your 5 movements, basically, that you get to do. And you can't touch your robot. You can't sort of touch your robot and see where he's going to go, because board elements will move them around at the end of each movement phase. And sometimes you don't really get that, and you do what's called the robot dance, is you're sort of looking at it, sort of abstractly thinking, and sort of moving your body a little bit to see which way the robot might end up. And sometimes it ends up right where you want him to. Sometimes he gets pushed by another robot. Sometimes he gets blasted a couple times. Because on top of this is you don't know where the other robots are moving. The new edition actually adds a time limit on the register, programming your register phases. I'm not sure what it is, but we usually limit you to about a minute and a half or so, or about a minute. And if you don't register, if you don't fill out your phase, if you don't fill out your registers by then the other players just randomly pick cards from your hand and program it themselves, which can be amusing and detrimental, of course. Anyway, with Robo Rally is the... You have a robot. The robot has 9, can take 9 points of damage before it blows up, and you draw 1 less card for each point of damage that you've taken. You can opt to shut down to regenerate all of your health, but when you're shut down, you have to declare the turn before you're shutting down. When you're shut down, you don't move, so board elements may still move you. If you're on a conveyor belt, that could be a bad thing. But also it could be a bad thing if another robot, you know, comes up and starts blasting at you with its lasers. Speaking of lasers, there are 2 different board elements on each board, there are single wrench locations and 2 wrench locations. Single wrench locations are places if you end your turn there, you can repair 1 point of damage. On the 2 wrenches, you can either repair 2 points of damage or draw an option card. Now, the option cards are absolutely ludicrous and very funny. They range from like big booster jump jets to missiles to mines to howitzers that you mount on your robot, and they're an additional thing that you can do. You can shoot over walls or whatnot. You find it, you know, like double lasers and stuff. It's great. You find that some of these option cards are just some of the funnest things to do is just to poke around and get option cards, try to blow up all the other robots, because that's the other way to win the game, is if you destroy all the other robots, you win. Thing is, that can take some doing, because each robot has 3 archive copies. So when you first deploy your robot, you deploy your robot from one of the wrench locations. And usually the way it works in the game is if your robot gets destroyed, you reappear at the last wrench location you touched, which could be, you know, if you haven't tagged one since the beginning of the game, it could be the one that you started on. But each robot has an archive copy. When you put out your robot during the first phase of the game, basically, and during the first phase when they're back after being destroyed, is they are they're basically a phantom bot, a ghost bot that wanders about. They are still affected by board elements and stuff like that, but they can't be damaged during that first turn. And then they appear, and then they are a physical robot, obviously. With one nice mechanic is as you take damage, obviously you take less cards, but the catch is you have five registers, so if once you take four damage, you're only drawing five cards. So, I mean, those five cards determine what your registers are going to be, but if you take any more damage other than that to where you're only drawing, like, three or four cards, or even less than that, whatever is in your last register phase, your last registers, like register 5, 4, 3, whatever, depending on how much damage you take, are locked, meaning whatever card is in that position when you took that damage, you will always do that on that register phase. So it's a ton of fun. The game can take a very long time to play. I mean, the side of the box, I believe, says it can take up to 1 hour plus, but it can easily go for 3 or 4 hours. Great little game. The original one came with these little metal miniatures, which I painted up. The new version of the game has plastic bots, which are a little bigger. You can still pick this up. This is still available at your friendly local game store and available online. It's about $40 or $50. There used to be a ton of expansions for it, but they haven't released any of those, re-released any of those. They've only released the core set. This game is definitely one of my personal favorites. It's not for everybody. Some people can have a horrible time playing this, and they just don't like the abstract way you move. They don't like, you know, sort of the crunchiness of some of the rules. And quite frankly, I can understand that it's not for everybody, but you get the right group playing this. It is a blast to play, and it can take up to two to eight players. And the more players you get, the longer the game is going to go, because if you have eight players, you got eight flags, and it can just become a bloody mess at certain times. And it sometimes it's amusing to watch people as they get to a certain turn and go, "Oh no, I messed up my movement." And some people just go, "Okay, I have no idea where I'm going to end up, so I'm just going to play this card, this card, this card, and this card, just to see." I highly recommend it. I think it's a fabulous game. I'm very happy that it is back in print and back at being available. Go check it out at your friendly local game store or order it off of the interwebs. That's about it for Robo Rally from Avalon Hill or Hasbro, Wizards of the Coast, whoever you would like to say it's from. But Robo Rally, good game.
This has been a snippet mini-review from the Gamers Haven Podcast. For more information on the products mentioned, please visit our website at CanadianCrusaders.com.